This is Rory McKinnon reporting for Scoop. I'm here with Louise Upston, the National Member for Taupo.
You succeeded Mark Burton, so it's a Labour seat to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think the electorate was motivated to choose you?
A lot of the feedback I got was, you know, they were wanting someone who had their feet firmly on the ground, very accessible and dealing with the same issues that they were dealing with. You know, having been involved in business, being a working mum with three children, I was very kind of aware of the same issues. And I think possibly one of the disadvantages for Mark Burton, having been a minister for many years, is the perception that they lose touch.
Mm.
And that they're not around as much because of ministerial commitments. And that's the impression that I got from people that I talked to on the streets. And as I said, you know, National was on the side of the issues that mattered to people, and I represented that.
Well, actually, speaking of that, your maiden speech I found really interesting. If I can just actually read a little bit from it. They act courageously and make terrible decisions in the line of duty, and we repay them for that by hounding them in the media, launching immediate inquiries, and subjecting them to intense scrutiny. Now, were you talking about police here or MPs?
No, talking about police very definitely.
But in terms of that sentiment of sort of having to make difficult decisions and under quite intense scrutiny, as you said, personally, in the last sort of year, have you experienced any personal learning curves in terms of seeing politics from the inside?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things I'm pleased about is that I did my homework before coming in here, and so I had a good understanding of what it would be like. You know, when you deal with, you know, the Section 59 debate is probably the first standout one that was pretty contentious. The challenge is always, you know, sifting out the noise from the fact, you know, so who's orchestrating lobbies, as opposed to the person in the street and what do they think and what the facts are or the fact is that the law is working. Of the hundreds of emails that pour in, how many people have raised it with me individually? I've had two people.
Given the option, would you seek to change it in any way?
Well, I think you've got to keep it in context. Do I think it's a great piece of law? No, I don't. Do I think it's going to save the life of any child that's abused by their parents? No, I don't. Do I think that parents who use a light smack as part of their choices in family discipline, do I think that they should be prosecuted? No, I don't. And I support the Prime Minister's position that, you know, the law how it is working. The moment it stops working, and I have actively asked my constituents, absolutely I'll be in line pushing for a change. But at this point in time, I'm not concerned about it.
Coming back to your maiden speech, actually, I thought that there was, again, something that you said in it that I thought was quite pertinent, which was the police are good, the criminals are bad. It's that simple. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because, of course, with the recent smacking referendum, a lot of the lobby, or I suppose the argument, was founded on the belief that, as Bob McCroskey put it, good families have become victims of unwarranted investigations and even prosecutions, which essentially is the implication is that police, and CIFs for that matter, can't be trusted to exercise discretion in these matters. Do you see people like Bob McCroskey or Family First for that matter as undermining the role of the police and of CIFs?
Well, I think, you know, it comes back to what I said before about, you know, where you listen to each of the groups. Now, clearly he's leading a particular lobby, and you know, I've got a lot of time for him personally. I'm comfortable with many of the things he says, but on that particular issue, I haven't seen any evidence that the police are making wrong decisions. There was room for the police to make discretion, right? To have discretion. I think possibly that Child, Youth and Family haven't had that level of discretion. I just think that anything that undermines the police creates a problem for us. I want my children growing up knowing that they can go to a police officer if they're in trouble. You know, I don't want them thinking that the police are the bad guys. And that's where, you know, I do have some tension with people like Bob.
Is it a disingenuous argument?
Look, I mean, if he's got information that I'm not aware of, if you look at what's the intent of it, if they think a child's at risk, would I want them to be more conservative, I guess? Yeah, I would. But there is a difference between erring on the side of caution and just jumping as soon as there's a slight issue. And that's part of their job, is gather the information, weigh up the evidence and make a decision as in terms of whether they take any action or not.
But you said that you were concerned that there wasn't that same level of discretion in CIFs. Can you elaborate on that?
I don't have any evidence for that. That's just my impression. I just think it's important that, you know, with the statements that the Prime Minister's made recently in terms of making sure that there are processes in place for both the police and child, youth and family to act appropriately, then that's good. I've had a couple of constituent cases on wider issues, and my perception was that they perhaps moved too quickly.
But at the same time, surely investigation is preferable to negligence, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, speaking of the referendum, did you vote?
No, I didn't.
Why was that?
I think the purpose of the referendum is to find out what New Zealanders thought, and so that was part of my decision not to vote. Another part of my decision not to vote was that I did find the lack of understanding around the question. For example, I've got two sisters, so, you know, raised in the same family, you'd think we'd have similar views on an issue like this. Asked one sister how she was going to vote, she told me yes. Asked the other sister, she said no. And I said to both of them, what was their expectation? They both said the law would be changed. So, you know, that was one of my simple tests to see if the question was a good question or not. You know, when you talk about a smack, how do you define it? When you talk about good, how do you define it? It's, you know, there's a value judgment. And if you really want to get, and this, you know, when we move into our referendum on MMP, the question will have to be so black and white so that there can be no confusion. Otherwise, it can colour the outcome.
So you're in support of a referendum on MMP?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the referendum, you know, does need to be, firstly, on whether or not people want MMP. You know, I think it would be too confusing to go forward with options straight away. But then if they're not happy with it, then it's like, OK, well, let's look at options.
Would you want to see a return to FPP?
Personally, no.
Why is that? Because some people would say, well, you're an MP and one of the two sort of monolithic parties, there would be a clear vested interest in returning to that system.
Well, I was brought up in East Coast Bays, where we had a minor party as the electorate MP, so perhaps I have a different view of it. I actually voted for the MMP. Do I like the way it operates now? No, I think there's some room for improvement.
What do you think are the things that do work about MMP at the moment?
Well, I like the proportionality. What I don't like is the fact that as an electorate MP, you've got a big electorate to service. So when you've got 60 electorate MP or 70 electorate MPs, the areas you have to look after are significantly larger. I think one of the improvements could be altering the balance of electorate versus list MPs. I think the other thing that I'd say about MMP that is working particularly well is the upfront dialogue that occurs. You know, you can have an upfront conversation with the Māori Party or with ACT, you know, upfront and open.
So I suppose just to finish things off with a warm fuzzy, I guess. If you were putting together your dream team currently, who in the House are your role models if you were going to pick, say, seven people? Only three can be from your own party.
Well, I'd have to say John Key. You know where you stand. He's upfront about it. He communicates very well with a wide range of people. Judith Collins would be another. She's not timid. She's courageous. She's supportive of her departments. She doesn't buckle to bullying from the other side. Probably Chris Finlayson. He's got an intellect like you wouldn't believe. And he's got a lovely way of words. So, yeah. From the other side, Shane Jones is one of the ones that springs to mind. Probably because I worked with him closely in the Local Government and Environment Select Committee. He's very clever and not stuck on ideology, more interested in how we get practical solutions, and I respect that. Heather Roy just quietly goes about doing what needs to be done. She's not a show pony. How many have I got so far? I've got five.
Two left.
Haven't spent a lot of time with Tuarua Flavel, but the time I have spent with him, I've been really impressed. Again, sort of focused on the issues, not on personalities. I respect that about people. And who else?
Well, it's quite coalition heavy at this point.
Yes. I was thinking, well, you know,
Shane Jones is sort of Johnny Nomates there.
He's leaning me towards going over the other side. The thing is, there's not many that I've had a lot to do with. Some that I've had a lot to do with I clearly don't like. So Steve Chadwick probably would be it, again, because she's experienced and constructive, as opposed to just poking the borax because it's the opposite view. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I think that's everything I wanted to cover. Was there anything else you wanted to add? Or?
No, I think that's been good.
Louise Upston, thanks for joining us.